98 FM.
Now, did you ever have a talent when you were a child that, had you pursued it, may have actually made you a star in that field?
Absolutely.
I shouldn't have asked you that I'll question. There was an obvious answer there.
I'll narrow it down to two.
Go on.
I always believed I was going to be a pop star. I always believed I was going to be in a boy band. Louis Walsh told me he would have put me in a boy band, and I believe he kind of would have.
And can you sing?
No, but you don't need to sing to be in a boy band.
It's about the look.
Boy band, girl band.
Can you
band.
Dance?
No! You see me on Dancing with the Stars in 2020, but I can learn. I can do a bit of movement.
Yeah.
And acting. I always thought, I love Dynasty. I love Falcon Crest. I love Knots Landing, Dallas, all of that. So singing, acting, really, I would have been a triple threat.
And why didn't you pursue either of those?
Because I was in Rathangan. And I was like, how am I going to be a superstar? And then I got jobs, and then obviously Ryanair was an air steward, and then obviously Big Brother. And then I got into TV presenting. So clearly TV presenting and now working in radio was always my chosen path.
Okay, that was just the path you were led down.
You, Leanne Hanifin?
When I was young, I'm going to pick out two talents that I had.
You are still young, by the way, so this isn't that long ago.
Okay, when I was younger.
Nice.
Younger. Singer.
Hey, yeah.
Not that I ever wanted to be a singer, but I was really good at singing. So, for example, when
Can I
was
ask
in,
you a question?
Go on.
Who told you? Was this your mom?
My mom.
Okay, well, that, no offense, that doesn't really make me believe you're a good singer.
And my teacher as well, because when I was in junior infants, for the Christmas play, there was 3 junior infants classes, big school. Of each of the classes, one singer had to be picked by the class teacher to sing for the Christmas concert. So my class teacher picked me.
So there was 3 of you picked, one from each class or just one?
One from each class. And I was based on my class, yeah.
What song did you sing? Can you remember?
It was a Christmas song. It was... What was it?
Oh, you can't remember.
Silent Night.
Okay.
It was Silent
Night.
Well,
if I asked you to give me a little rendition of that Silent Night, would you be able to? And apologies...
Are people okay with this because it's not Christmas?
It's fine. Because so I went 3, 2, 1.
Silent night, holy night.
It's a yes for me. You're through to the next round.
Come.
Well done.
You got those high notes.
You have a tone. It's very sweet.
Thank you.
You sound like a little angel singing.
Oh, thank you. I was dressed as an angel on the stage.
Ah, yes.
Makes perfect sense.
Full circle.
The other one I'll give you is, this is such a random one. I was really good at writing poetry. Right? Okay, story time with Leanne. When I was 9 years old, I was in 4th class, I entered a national poetry competition on News Talk and I won.
Wow.
I was a little poet at 9 years of age.
A singer, a poet, a host.
Yeah.
It is all go.
Just all about the words. And this is based as well off of there's a 6-year-old over in the UK that is set to become the youngest participant of Crofts. His name is Freddie Osborne. I mean, imagine 6 years old at Crofts.
This is so cute. We've seen
That's
a picture
a
of him.
Too.
He's in his suit. I think he's got a tie or a bow tie. He's got his little dog.
Yeah.
So cute. A lot of pressure on him. And also, children at that age, at 6, my 2 are a lot younger, you're not really in full control of your emotions.
Yeah.
So I wonder for him, however, you know, it works out, will he take the criticism? Will he take failure well? Will he relish in the fact if he wins? A lot of pressure. And also, as an adult in the pen with him, I would just make my dog do it wrong.
Just so he could win?
Just so he could win, because he's only 6 years old.
I know.
6 seems very young to me.
Well, he's got a talent, clearly.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98 FM.
Now, we were talking about Elton's fridge and the amount of chocolate he has in it. We're presuming in more food-related news, Irish actor and superstar Chris O'Dowd has crowned roast potato as his top of the pots. Pots is in short for potatoes. When I read this, I thought it was top of the tots and we're talking about cute kids.
I thought it was about pots and pans. Is a saucepan better than a frying pan?
That's tomorrow's show. Speaking on the Dish podcast with Nick Grimshaw and Angela Harnett, Chris was quizzed on what the best type of potato is. Let's have a little listen.
I mean, roast is definitely going to be waiting in the final.
Yes,
so it's like, who do we want against roast?
Yeah. Is it your chips or your jacket?
Chips for the table.
Chips for the table.
That's my order.
Ange, let's get the chef angle on this. Would you go chips or would you go roast?
Oh, roast, without doubt. It's more potato for a start.
More
potato.
Right.
That's the whole point.
And you know what? There's more flavour, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd go roast.
You've got the crispiness you get with a chip, but then you've got the potato.
So roast, we're saying, is the winner?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well done. Potato.
roast.
So Chris voted roast potato his favourite potato, in at number two getting the silver chips.
Okay.
So Leanne, a very personal question. How would you like your spuds?
I would have to agree with the roast as number one.
Give me your top three.
Top three. Let's go from three to one. I'm going to put hash browns at number three.
Oh,
especially if they're
yes.
nice and crispy as well.
Put them in a sandwich or on a
in a roll, having them on their own.
On toast. Oh, lots of ketchup.
Lovely.
Love that now.
Second, I would say mashed potato. But I need it really creamy, really buttery, and really salty, like hotel mashed potato.
It sounds like a mammy potato.
Totally.
My mom was this, great at potatoes.
I just think that there is no better comfort food than a big bowl of mashed potato. And then number one, I would agree and say the roast potatoes, but they have to be crispy, as in like when I throw them at that wall, they need to be like hard.
Yeah.
Crispy roast potatoes.
Or break your teeth hard.
Yes.
I am going to go with my top three. Now you see, you flummoxed me because in a three, I had croquette.
All right, they're a very close cousin of a hash brown.
Well, now I want a hash brown.
Oh.
Because with a croquette, you get the outside nice and crispy, but the inside you get mashed potato.
Mashed potato.
So it's the best
of
both.
It's like a hybrid.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good shout.
I think I'm going to stay with potato croquette at three.
Yeah.
In at number two, I have chips, but not just your average chip, a thick chip.
Cut.
It's got to be thick. Because again, inside, you got your mash. Dip it with your ketchup, your mayonnaise, your barbecue sauce. In at number one, roast potato.
We're both in agreement.
Has to be, whether it's goose fat, duck fat, put what you like on it.
Yes.
Ketchup, gravy, the whole lot. Now, I went with thick chips as my number two. If you were to go with chips, what's your favourite chip? Are we saying thick? Are we saying thin? Are we saying a chipper chip? Homemade chip? A McDonald's chip?
Chunky chip as well.
A chipper chip?
Yeah, chipper chip. Nice, chunky. Put in the air fryer for the extra bit of crisp. Again, I'm all about the crisp when it comes to potatoes. Once it's crispy, tick box for me.
And side note, with my gravy, because I have gravy with all of these, the gravy has to be thick as well. Can't be runny.
Ooh, yeah.
Almost like a thick soup.
Okay.
Ryan Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98 FM.